for calling Frito-Lay. For all other questions and comments, please stay on the line for the next available representative. Your call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Good morning, Consumer Affairs. This is Janie.
Oh, hi, Janie.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. What can I do for you?
Where are you?
In Texas, Plano,
Texas.
Oh,
in Plano, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You getting a lot of calls this morning yet?
Yeah.
Kind of busy?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I just had a couple of questions, and
okay.
If you have time, I'd like to read you a little poem.
Of course.
Oh, awesome. So I just ate some, you know, like a large bag of Cheetos, and
mm-hmm.
I gotta say they were mighty fine. I just ate this bag, and it's kind of unusual because I'm feeling really good, you know.
These are Cheetos puffs or the crunchy or?
Yeah, there's different kinds.
Well, there's a puff. The puff is baked, and the Cheetos crunchy are fried.
Oh, these are the fried kind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the puffs must be better for you, huh?
Yeah, they're baked.
You do like the puffs better?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Well, I had these fried crunchy ones. I guess they're not quite as healthy, but I'm pretty happy.
Okay.
You know, I'm normally a little depressed. Have you heard from any, like, psychologists or psychiatrists about any possible connection mm-hmm. between, like, Cheetos and feeling groovy and less depressed?
Then they calm down.
Have Cheetos ever been along on like, a U.S. space mission? Or, you know, like, have they flown to the moon or in a space shuttle or anything?
See here. I don't think so.
Hmm.
No? They didn't tell me.
Would you be able to confirm or deny that NASA, on their recent mission to Mars, discovered water and a colony of peacefully living Cheetos?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, one other thing I've noticed since I was eating the Cheetos was that I've noticed, I started eating some yesterday as well and then today. I've noticed a couple of longer eyebrow hairs popping up here and there.
It grows hair?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if there's been any tests done that could confirm a correlation between Cheeto consumption and you know, such a phenomenon as that.
No, such as I have not heard that at all.
You haven't? And you haven't experienced that?
No. Mm-mm.
You haven't had the longer eyebrow syndrome?
No. The unibrow? No.
The unibrow. Cheetos connected to the unibrow phenomenon.
Does have a brow, eyebrows? I can't remember.
You know, I know it's all about the fun and being, you know, the childlike snack and good old fun and everything, but I just want to make sure there's no possibility of overdosing or any serious injury, you know what I mean?
No, it's just the cheesy stuff and get it on your fingers or something. But
Yeah, cheese on the fingers, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, though. Yeah, could I send you coupons in the mail if that's okay? Maybe the history booklet that I have.
Well, not just yet. I want to get to the poem first.
Okay.
Are there any documented cases of people suffering from seizures or stroke or extreme flatulation or anything like that?
Oh, there can be if they're allergic to something.
Oh, right, okay.
Because that can happen if they're allergic to something in the Cheetos or a Flamin' Hot or something else.
Ooh, Flamin' Hot. So we'll get you started right here. I'll do a little poem for the Cheetos here. Oh, Cheeto, neon orange day glow, crunch, crunch, Cheeto. Cheesy, powdered light, pulverizy, cheesy, cultured milk, salt, enzymes, litter crimes, disodium phosphate, monosodium glutamate, I ate artificial flavor, give me a rub you, I love you, and I consume you. And I consume you, and you consume me in my time. Crunch, destroy my mouth, roof, coated tongue, and sticky finger, yellow six goo, I love you. I love you, Cheeto. Dangerously cheesy, pleasey, please me, dangerously cheesy, dangerously cheesy, dangerously cheesy.
Cool.